Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishma, Asar, B'yaka Shom, Mulev, Asi Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah, teaches us that Kriya Satoiro needs to be when a person is standing. And the Gemara learns from the Pasuk because it says, V'ata poi amoidi modi. Kshvot ol Moshe Rabbeinu, you here will stand with me. And the Gemara continues and says, Omer Revo, Il moli mikre kosov iyev shalom omri. Without this pasuk, you couldn't say it. Kiviyochel al HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'amida, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara learns from that, Omer Rabbevo, that when a Rebbe teaches his Talmud, they have to be both on the same level. Should not be that the Rav is on a bed and the Talmud is on the floor. They have to be together, as it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'atapoy Amud Himodi. Now this same pasuk is the source of the Gemara and Shabbos that Pesayin brings. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave his wife, because Moshe Rabbeinu darshan on his own to leave his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he told Am Yisrael, Emor lehem shuvu lechem lo alechem, they're going to go back to their tents, ve'ata poi amoy dimodi, learns like more from here, then Moshe Rabbeinu did not go back to his wife, from here you learn it. What is the connection between these two drushes that come from the same pasuk? But the answer is that here the Gemara is giving us an introduction to the meaning of Kriya Satoiro. And it's more referred to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi over here, the Yerushalmi, the order of Megillah is different. So this is Perek Dalet. And the Yerushalmi here, Perek Dalet V'loch Aleph, says that how do we know you're supposed to stand when you're reading the Torah? So he says, Kishem shenitno be'eimo v'yiro, kach anachot tzachim linoik ba be'eimo v'yiro. The same way the Torah was given be'eimo v'yiro, we also have to act with it be'eimo v'yiro. And the Yerushalmi continues and says that they saw somebody reading the Torah alone. Says the Gemara, Omalei asiloch, it's also, Kishem shenisnat alidei sarsur, kach anachot tzachim linoik ba alidei sarsur. The same way when the Torah was given, there was somebody here in between, Moshe Rabbeinu is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, you read the Torah, you can't be alone, it has to be somebody else in between. And here the Yerushalmi is telling us that every time you read the Torah, we have a reenactment of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Maamar Har Sinai. We have to act the same way we act in Maamar Har Sinai. And the Levush in our Chaim Simen Kuf Aleph adds to it a fascinating thing. He said, every time we lay in the Torah, we have our minhag, we have to have three people when we read the Torah. We have the Gabbai, we have the Baal Koyre, and then we'll have the person who gets the Aliyah. Says the Levush that the person who gets the Aliyah is connected to Am Yisrael who are receiving the Torah. The Baal Koyre is connected to Sarsu, the middleman, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's giving the Torah. And the Gabbai is standing connected to HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the Gabbai represents. Because every time you read the Torah, we have now a reenactment of Maamar Har Sinai. You are the same way in Maamar Har Sinai, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, and Am Yisrael. Every time you read the Torah, you have three people, one connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, one connected to Moshe, one connected to Am Yisrael. Dvarim Niflaim, that's what Kriya Satoiro is. Kriya Satoiro is again Maamar Har Sinai. Now, if it's Maamar Har Sinai, so now we understand an additional thing. Because the whole idea of Maamar Har Sinai is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael were, so to speak, equal. Were partners. It was a marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. As the Bnei Yada mentions over here in our Gemara, the Gemara wants to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu stood together, and that teaches us for every Rebbe and Talmud to stand together, meaning you have this idea that we're in the same level. And this is a point that my Rebbe, Ramon Shapir Zatzal, used to emphasize a lot. That the whole idea of Matan Torah is for us to come together in the same level with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Matan Torah is Yom Chasunasoi, is a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And a marriage is always between equals. An example to this we find in Rashi in Shir HaShirim Peregdal Pasukei. The Rashi there goes to explain the two luchos that we have. Keyadua, the two luchos, one luach has the mitzvah Shebinon Lamokim, and the other luach has mitzvah Shebinon Lachaveirim. Why do we have two luchos? One luach represents the giver of Torah. The other luach represents the receiver of Torah. We relate to both because the both are equal in Matan Torah. Rashi there explains that every dibro is equal, has the same parallel to the dibro which is written on the other side. Rashi explains, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lois Tzitzach is the gila of what a human being is. A human being is somebody who is megal et sem Elokim, a person who does ritzichel. He murders, he's mimat et dmus. He takes away a little bit of the kiyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. They're equal to each other. The giver and the receiver of Torah are equal in matan Torah. That is the gila of matan Torah. The only way to receive Torah is to be in the same level. And that's the most of the Gemara tells us over here, that a Rav and Talmud, you have to sit together, because the only way to transmit Torah is like it was in Mamad Sinai, when you're in the same level. And the middle with this comes out of this very understood, why the same Pasuk teaches me that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go back to his wife. Because Chazal tell us, Beferish, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go back to his wife, because he elevated when Matar came to be much higher than this physical world. He, so to speak, his marriage anymore is not a physical marriage, but it's a spiritual marriage with the Shechina, with Gilu Shechina in the world. He is elevated to a much higher place. That his Chibur is to somewhere Elyoni. The same way Am Yisrael Matan Torah, or so to speak, getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something which is revealed in Moshe Rabbeinu, that he has now a spiritual marriage. Is that level of full connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, which is the same thing which Moshe Rabbeinu has the whole time. Every time we have Kriyas HaTorah, we go back to that same place of Atapo Omodimodi. That is the Gadol, that's the greatness of what Kriyas HaTorah is all about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.